Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@thesportsaddictnetwork.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Yes, yes, folks. Welcome to Hour 2 on the Best in Sports Talk Radio, The Jerry Miller Show. Thanks to ESPN Radio and 4Q to Military Academy. Success stories begin here. 4Q to Military Academy. Follow us on Twitter, guys. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/JerryMiller1. Follow my feed. I'm going to put up questions that we're going to incorporate into this radio show. I'm going to give some love to Crozet Timbo, a new guy following the feed. He answered this question: name every member of the Fab Five from Michigan. Folks, here's the answer, and Crozet Timbo got it right. Chris Webber, Ray Jackson, Jimmy King, Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard, the Fab Five right there. Crozet Timbo, congrats. Jerry Miller won on Twitter. You follow the feed. We give you props on the show, just like we did with Crozet Timbo. We'll go to the phone lines and welcome Chris Coleman to the show, as we do each week. He's very kind to give us time out of his afternoon. Mr. Coleman, thanks for coming on the show, sir.
Anytime, Jerry. Appreciate it.
We'll start with the Hank Thorns news. I mean, Hank Thorns wants more playing time. He says he wants to have a little greater role in the offense. Greenberg said in the Roanoke Times, and Thorns confirmed this, that he had a scholarship waiting should he have chosen to return to Blacksburg, but he wants out. Is this surprising news to you, CC?
No, it's not surprising news to me at all. I actually heard before the season started that if he didn't get more playing time this year, he was going to transfer. I think it's more than Hank Thorns. I think it's most of it is his dad wants him to get more playing time. I think his dad has a kind of inflated view of his son's talent level. But I think when you shoot 16% from the outside and then 30% overall from the field, I don't think you need to be shooting it all that much. So I think he was being used properly. I think maybe he should have played a little more this past year, but, in the traditional point guard role, not as a scoring point guard. I think it's difficult for a guy like that who had a lot of success on the high school level like Thorns did. Thorns averaged as a senior in high school 27.8 points per game and 12.5 rebounds per game.
Wow, playing in the YMCA league there, Chris?
Yeah, no kidding. But he played in Las Vegas, Nevada, so you would at least think there would be some decent competition out there. But, I mean, the guy put up huge numbers in high school, so and he also had a football scholarship from UNLV. So here's a guy who's successful at everything he's done his entire life, and you don't quite have that much success at the college level, and maybe you're not really sure how to handle it, and it becomes kind of easy to blame somebody else for it. I think he was being used in the proper way. I think it's difficult for them to see that, I think.
Chris Coleman's the managing editor of TechSideline.com. He's kind enough to join us here on the Jerry Miller Show. Rumor Mill has a question for you, Chris. We'll get to Rumor Mill in a matter of moments. What I remember of Hank Thorne's recruitment before we get to Rumor Mill was he was a late recruit for Virginia Tech, had a point guard perhaps back out, and Chris, fill in the details. Greenberg was left in a jam, so he had to get Thorns, who is below 5'10". I mean, a very small in stature type of guy, but I remember him being a late commitment to the Hokie team.
Yes, you're correct on that. Virginia Tech had Nigel Munson coming back. He was going to be Tech's starting sophomore point guard, and then they had Malcolm Delaney coming in to back him up and also play off the ball in a shooting guard role. Well, Munson decided to transfer around April, and at that point there were no other point guards available to sign anywhere. So Virginia Tech only had one point guard come in, and that was Malcolm Delaney. The only guy left at all was Hank Thorne, so Virginia Tech had to sign him. He was a guy, he actually visited Virginia, and there was a chance Virginia was going to offer him if Sean Singletary had decided to put his name in the NBA draft a year early, but he obviously didn't do that, so Thorns ended up getting the offer from Virginia Tech and then chose to come play in Blacksburg. But yes, he was a very late signee.
Chris Coleman is very impressive, sir. Chris, you got a guy that wants a question for you, wants to fire a question at you. Rumor Mill, thank you for your patience. Live with myself and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. What's on the brain for CC, Rumor Mill?
Hey, Jerry, thanks for taking my call. Chris, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing fine. Chris, not a Virginia Tech fan, but I have all the respect in the world for their programs and their coaches and the great input that you and guys like you give on this show and others. My question to you, Chris, if you're a beat writer or a fan of the University of Tennessee and not Virginia Tech, how concerned would you be about the goings-on around Knoxville surrounding Lane Kiffin and the pot that he has stirred to this point?
Good question. Chris Coleman, you respond. Rumor mill, you'll have time to respond to CC. Chris, what do you make of this? 11 scholarship players MIA. They recruit a kid that was linked to a pretty graphic rape from the past. What do you make of his question, sir?
Man, I would be kind of concerned at this point. You know, it just doesn't seem very stable down there. And at the college level, you need stability on your coaching staff. No, I know Kiffin hasn't even coached a single game at this point, but gosh, there's been some questionable stuff going on. I mean, the first thing he does when he gets down there is you know, runs his mouth about Florida, and who, you know, by the way, has won the national title two of the last 3 years. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm thinking, you go ahead and take Florida. Whatever the spread is in that week three game, you go ahead and take Florida because, you know, the Gators are going to run them out of town, I think. But, I just don't think, you need to be a certain type of coach, you know, to coach in college. And I think he's cutthroat enough to coach in the SEC, but, you know, is he really stable enough? And in the few months he's been on the job, he hasn't shown me that he is.
Good stuff from Chris Coleman. Rumor mill, the show is yours. Respond to Mr. Coleman's commentary.
Well, Jerry, as a Tennessee, you know, as a fan, I agree with Chris 100%, and that's what I heard Rich's call earlier. I think it's a great point. I think a lot of Tennessee fans are concerned. A lot of the big boosters have not embraced Lane Kiffin as of yet, and I think what he is doing is reducing his timeline, Jerry, to be on the job in Tennessee. A 7-5, and he's 2-3. So, you know, from a perspective with, like, Chris, from somebody on the outside looking in, but very experienced and very knowledgeable, I agree with him 100%. And I, as always, Jerry, enjoy your show. Take care, buddy.
Thank you very much, Rumor Mill. I love his phone calls. Chris Coleman's very good as well, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. I mean, Chris, I thought what you said was very smart. He's cutthroat enough to coach in the SEC, but a lot of college football is also diplomacy. And one way or another, I think Frank Beamer epitomizes, you know, being diplomatic, being cutthroat, I guess putting on the right front when you're in a certain situation. I think Coach Beamer's real good at that. He knows how to work a room and put on the facade, whether genuine, whether contrived, that corresponds with the situation he's in. I'm not sure we've seen that, Chris, from Kiffin yet.
Yeah, you definitely haven't seen that from Kiffin. I agree. You know, people a lot of times complain about, you know, Beamer being boring and saying the same thing all the time in interviews, you know, and I understand, you know, I guess, you know, it makes a beat writer's job, you know, easier or hard, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, do you want a guy like Lane Kiffin, I mean, who his first week in the job, comes in there and, you know, upsets Urban Meyer, and I think he upset, I think he made comments about Georgia also. I mean, you're talking about two of the elite programs in the SEC here, and really he's making Tennessee look bad. And he'll get away with that if he wins a lot of football games. But yeah, you know, I think the caller made up a good point. I think he shortened his leash a little bit bringing a lot of negative attention to Tennessee.
Good stuff. Chris Coleman, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. We started the interview with the Hank Thorne story transferring from Virginia Tech. Let's conclude the story and really dot the I's and cross the T's. Alan Chaney, a rise for a fresh start. This guy was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Connecticut, Chris, and talented enough to get a scholarship from Billy Donovan at Florida. I mean, what do you think of this? Is this a welcome addition, or are you concerned of the baggage he may bring to the team?
I don't think there's really any baggage. You know, I think it's kind of one of those situations where, sometimes personalities just conflict. You know, I think Billy Donovan kind of envisioned him as a back-to-the-basket player, and Chaney went in there thinking that he was going to be a face-up player who created his own shot, you know. And you know, watching a highlight video of him on YouTube, you know, the thing I noticed about him is, he's a guy who's stepping out there and hitting three-pointers, and, you know, for a big guy who's 6'8", 230, he was putting the ball on the floor, taking guys off the dribble and hitting, you know, 12, 13-foot pull-up jumpers. So he's kind of a guy who envisions himself as a combo forward, which is, you know, how Virginia Tech likes to use, you know, guys that play the power forward position with them. You know, Jeff Allen, you know, was allowed to do some stuff off the dribble. He can shoot three-pointers. So, I think Chaney sees himself as a better fit at Virginia Tech than he saw himself at Florida.
Do you ever envision Chaney and Delaney being on the same floor together as teammates? Because I would feel like that's a formidable pair there on the offensive end in particular. Or is this this a Delaney season, that if he goes bananas this year and what looks like a not a weak ACC, but let's face it, they lost a lot of talent, and Delaney's going to return as a superstar, that he may flirt with the league, Chris?
Yeah, you know, he's the leading returning scorer in the ACC. It wouldn't shock me if he led the league in scoring next year. You know, I mean, you talk about, you know, the ACC's only returning three players from their first, second, and third team, all-conference teams, I believe. So, you know, I mean, he's going to be one of the major players in the ACC next year. That's not going to make him an NBA prospect, I think. You know, there is one site out there that projects him as an early second-round draft pick, but, you know, I look at a guy like Delaney, and I think he's too small for the two-guard in the NBA, but he doesn't quite have the natural point guard skills to play, you know, to play one. And, you know, in that aspect, he's similar to Xavier Dowdell, who was a big-time scorer, a first-team All-ACC player at Tech a few years back. You know, not big enough to play the two-guard position, but, you know, doesn't have the point guard skills to initiate an offense at the NBA level. So, and, you know, you look at a guy like Delaney, he's at only 175 pounds. He's not as big as Dowdell, you know, from a weight standpoint. Dowdell was about 200 pounds. So, you know, I think that would be kind of difficult for him. I do think he's a better shooter than Dowdell was. And I think, you know, he might have a better natural game than Dowdell, who really had to work hard over his career to develop himself into a great player. But, yeah, ultimately I see Delaney as a four-year player at Tech, although, you know, his name is being thrown around a little bit for next year's draft at this point.
Yeah, perhaps in between positions like Dowdell, like Delaney, much like J.R. Reynolds of UVA basketball fame, wasn't a two-guard, not big enough, didn't have the handles to play the one in the league. I got 60 seconds left here. Your predictions, have you gone on record yet for a win total for the Hokie football team, or do you want to hold that ammunition for later, Chris?
You know, I'm still studying it a little bit. You know, I'm not the type to pick a team to go undefeated. But, you know, my pre-summer guess at this point, I would pick Tech to go either 11-1 and 10-2 and repeat as Coastal Division champions. And, you know, before I decide whether I think they're going to win the whole ACC, I want to take a look and see who they would be playing in the ACC championship game, which means I'd have to study other team schedules, which I haven't done yet. But ultimately right now I'm looking at Florida State, and my big sleeper is NC State, who I think really has a chance to contend for that the Atlantic Division championship.
Good stuff from CC. Please read his stuff on TechSideline.com. He had the information out there, guys, on Hank Thorns' transfer on the homepage. It's an awesome website. CC, thank you for the IQ today.
Yeah, Jerry, appreciate it, bro.
Good stuff from Mr. Coleman. He is so quality, guys. Mr. Coleman, you are solid on this program. Thank you for coming on again. And, folks, we'll come back with open phone lines for you to respond and react to the conversation we had. Say goodbye to Hank Thorns. Say hello to Alan Chaney. We will also talk football, folks, as the ACC schedules, no question, are already out there. We're looking at the out-of-conference schedules. We're discussing the easiest and the most difficult on the best in sports talk radio, the Jerry Miller Show, thanks to ESPN and Fork Union, baby.
Trying to get into college.